And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're going to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter number 2. 1 Chronicles chapter number 2. This is a special podcast only. I Want to Know More. And we're going to go into a little bit of a deeper detail about Amasa. How Amasa grew up, what his name means, things like that. And you'll figure it out pretty quickly why, this isn't also on the broadcast. We can deal with it in a little bit of depth, and we're not limited by time. We don't have to go a certain length of time, on the podcast. And so we're going to, deal with this in a bit of detail. 1 Chronicles chapter number 2, beginning reading with verse number 13. And Jesse begat his firstborn Eliab and, Benadab the second, and Shema the third, Nathaniel the fourth, Radiah the fifth, Azam the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail, and the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai and Joab and Asahel three. And Abigail bare Amasa. And the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Now let's look at the parallel passage. The parallel passage is 2 Samuel chapter number 17, verse number 25. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. All right, let's talk about Amasa. But to talk about Amasa, we need to talk about Abigail and Ithra, or Jether. Now, let's make one thing clear. That's the same name, Ithra and Jether. We modern English speakers say out the sound of the letter J, which is the hard I, the letter J. We say it out as a soft G, but it has not always been said that way. The letter J used to be pronounced as the letter Y. So it would be Jether, which is a lot closer to Ithra. And Ithra, Jether is the same name. Let's make that very, very clear. Let's talk about Abigail first. Who is Abigail? Well, we're told that Abigail is sister to Zeruiah, and these are the sisters of Jesse's sons. Now, then we're told that Abigail was the daughter of Nahash. Now, there's some confusion about this, Nahash. We're not told anything about who Nahash was. I will say this, the only other Nahash found in the Word of God that I could see is the king of Ammon. Nahash, king of Ammon. And so Nahash is highly likely to be the father of Abigail, not the mother. Now, this is a little interesting, and this is a little unusual. I don't know what the full circumstances were. The Bible is not clear on the full circumstances of Abigail and this thing with Nahash and who this Nahash was. And most of the commentators won't even talk about it. But the name Nahash means serpent or oracle. And so maybe this is a figurative word and not the father, not the actual man's name. Now, perhaps, daughter of the devil is how that would be translated, or how that would be taken by the Israelites. That's a possibility. But the likelihood that Nahash was Abigail and Zeruiah's father is quite high. Maybe just Abigail's father, but born to Jesse. Now, Jesse was an old man. And if David's mother and Abigail's mother are the same woman, which to be called sister, they would have to be. So David's half-sister, maybe, unless, of course, Nahash is a figurative statement here and not a literal one. There's a lot of mystery about this. Not that it really matters in the grand scheme of things, other than to say that David had an interesting family. Now, before I get real deep into that thought, I want to make it very clear. I don't look down on anyone for the circumstances of their birth, okay? Let's make that clear. I don't look down on anyone. The Bible says God's not a respecter of persons. God does not look down upon you because you're of low birth, and God does not look up at you because you are of high birth. Far from it. Look how Jesus came to us. He came born and laid in a manger after his birth. The circumstances of his birth were, as far as the world was concerned, suspicious and sinful. As far as the Jews would have been concerned, he was of low birth. Born to a carpenter, raised up in Nazareth, not a place to be proud of being raised, by the way. Nazareth was considered to be a bad place to be from. What good cometh out of Nazareth? We find in the book of John. I encourage you to look that up. People look upon the circumstances of people's birth too closely, and they judge people based upon who they are. They judge people based upon how they came into this world and who their parents are. You know, that's one of the first things I asked my kids when they were younger and they'd bring friends home. I'd say, well, who's their parents? That doesn't really matter in lots of ways because people are their own individuals. Just because my kids were raised up in a household where we went to church regularly and where, you know, I'm a preacher. Just because my kids are the son or daughter of a preacher does not determine what kind of person they are. Now, I realize that that kind of goes against the grain of the world. But this Amasa, just because of the circumstances of his birth, we should not judge him. And just because what he was named. Now, Abigail is, that means, and we looked at this before, Abigail, father of joy, or cause of great joy. And so the birth of Abigail for her parents was a cause of great joy. But I don't know what happened to Nahash. If he were a real man, as opposed to a figurative statement, Abigail, the son of the serpent, or daughter of the serpent, rather, being used figuratively. If Nahash is a man, a physical man, then that means Abigail's mother married Jesse, or at least had a daughter by Jesse, and this Nahash must have either died or maybe, maybe Abigail and Nahash and Abigail's mother didn't marry. You know, that's very possible. We have to remember the biblical characters are real people, and they've had real problems, and they go through real issues. And Abigail is going to follow down that pathway. Abigail's going to follow that pathway. She is. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Let's look at this fellow Jether. Now, Jether, or Jether, Ithra, is the same name as Moses' father-in-law, Jethro. Jethro would be the way it would have been pronounced. And so they all mean excellence, abundance, preeminence. It represents somebody royal. So you have somebody royal, Jether, Ithra, and you have Abigail, cause of great joy, getting together. But this boy Amasa, his name says a whole lot. His name tells a story. Amasa means burden bearer, or simply burden. Burden. And the way that 2 Samuel 17 talks, the way 2 Samuel 17 reads, let's just reread it. Reread 2 Samuel 17 in verse number 25 here. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went into Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. That's a lot of words. That is a lot of words to basically say David's sister. But it had to be said in a certain way. Amasa was a man's son. That is very generic. And then whose name was Ithra, an Israelite. Now, in 1 Chronicles 2, he's called Jether, an Israelite. And it occurs to me that maybe the man's name was not actually Ithra or Jether. Maybe Abigail didn't even know who the father was. Maybe Abigail hid the name of the father of this person, of Amasa. Just like Zeruiah, we never find out who Joab and Abishai and Asahel, we never find out who their father is. We never find that out. It's not said. No, for a man to be named Jether or Ithra, and it's an Israelite. Now, very few times will you find the phrasing used here, an Israelite. That's very rare. Most of the time when talking about the children of Israel, especially in these genealogies, we're given the tribe, an Ephraimite or a Benjamite or of the tribe of Judah or of the tribe of Zebulun or of the tribe of Issachar or whatever tribe. We're typically told when it's a person of Israel. But then we're also told that this man was an Ishmaelite. Now, that is different from an Ishmaelite. You will find both of those words used in the Word of God, by the way. Ishmaelite, the only other time that word is used is in the story of the sale of Joseph to the Midianites. And they were going to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites. Now, perhaps they were descended from Ishmael, but we also do find the word Ishmaelite only a couple of times, but we do find it in the Word of God. Children of Ishmael. Ishmaelite can be more generic. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody from Ishmael. It means a wanderer, someone who is a nomad or maybe even homeless. A prominent wanderer, a prominent nomad. Maybe Abigail said his father is Ithra, an Israelite. Maybe she said that one time. And then maybe she said Jether, an Ishmaelite. Well, he just wandered through and we had a one-night thing and I found out that I was expecting a month or so later and he was already gone. Now, some commentators say that Ithra or Jether was Abigail's husband. It's odd language, is all I'm going to say. It's odd language the way 2 Samuel 17, 25 reads. That is odd language to say a man's son whose name was Ithra, an Ishmaelite, who went into Abigail. Doesn't say she was his wife. Doesn't say he begat either. It's odd wording. And it sounds to me like Abigail had a one-night stand with this fella. And then here's the baby. And that baby is a burden to her lifestyle, apparently. She's following in the footsteps of Zeruiah. Zeruiah has three. But we're only told Abigail has one. And he was a burden to her. As soon as he was born, they said, "What's the baby's name?" Burden bearer. That tells how she felt about the baby. Let me tell you something, folk. It's not the baby's fault how the where the baby's born. It's not the baby's fault, the circumstances of his or her birth. It's not the baby's fault if they're born with birth defects or if they're born with issues. It's not the baby's fault. Don't blame the baby. Abigail and Ithra shouldn't have been together. And according to, again, maybe they did get married. But why would the Bible word it the way the Bible does? You know, it's an odd wording there in 2 Samuel 17. It's just odd. But Amasa, burden bearer. Now that could be taken a couple of different ways. Bearing burdens. She bore a burden. He was a burden to her. And who knows, maybe she told him that every time she called his name. "Hey, burden, come on." Poor fella, poor kid. Being named a name like that, meaning burden, that is so horrible. Especially coming from someone whose name means father of joy or cause of joy. That is so terrible. But this preeminent Ishmaelite, this preeminent Israelite, an Israelite who wandered would have been called an Ishmaelite. No home, just wandering around. A hobo, as the saying would go. Homeless. Again, maybe he's not necessarily at fault for his circumstances. But we're not even told which tribe he's from. Maybe he didn't even know what tribe he was from. Maybe he had been born into that circumstance. But he was prominent. Prominent is the statement made. Which leads me to believe that it's quite possible Abigail did not know who the father was, but she came up with a name. And she came up with a name, and I think she said it differently two times. She says, "Oh, he was a prominent Israelite, Ithra." That's it. Ithra, an Israelite. She didn't even have his tribe straight. Perhaps. The Bible is not clear about the lineage of Amasa. It's not clear at all what lineage, what tribe, other than Judah, through his mother. And this is unusual. Four men, Abishai, Joab, Asahel, and Amasa, they were counted as part of Judah by their mothers. We don't even hear who the father of the three brothers are, the three sons of Zeruiah. They're called sons of Zeruiah. And David says, "What have I to do with thee, thou sons of Zeruiah?" But they're family, and he's going to treat them right. He's going to treat them well. And they do the job. Abishai and Joab, they're the king's enforcers. They're the king's men. When a difficult job needs doing, Joab is well prepared to do the job. And he takes care of Amasa. He does Amasa in. He kills him. His own first cousin. Kin through their mothers. And it's a terrible circumstance. Amasa was born into a difficult situation. And he made the best of it. He was good enough that Absalom, the pretty boy of the king's household, that's what the Bible says. His hair, he weighed his hair every year. that's odd. It just is. But Absalom chose Amasa from a different sister of David. Different line, different cousin. Absalom and Amasa were cousins. And Absalom uses Amasa. And again, I'm not going to look down on anyone for the circumstances of their birth, least of all somebody in David's household here. But people would have looked down upon him. And the Bible writer gives us the clue here in 2 Samuel 17:25, just how badly looked down upon Amasa was. Amasa was looked down upon, but so was Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. That's part of the reason why David gave him a chance. David is showing forth mercy and grace here, giving them something they don't deserve, treating them not like the illegitimate children that they were, treating them right and putting them in places of authority, putting them in places and elevating them. And isn't that like the Lord Jesus taking us, born into sin? Every one of us is born a sinner. And he takes us and he puts us into royal high places with him, in spite of the circumstances of our birth, in spite of the sin we're born into, in spite of the fact that we're all sinners. Hallelujah, glory to God. And none of us are any worse sinner than anybody else. Let's make that clear. Let's make that very clear. You're not a worse sinner than I am, and I'm not a worse sinner than you are. Sin is sin, and sin is bad. And that's just all there is to it. And that's what David's showing here by elevating his nephews. Not born in the best of circumstances, born into a shameful position. And Amasa, with that name, burden, everybody that heard his name would have understood what his mother had in mind. And especially when they found out, well, who's your father? An Israelite. An Israelite? I thought it was an Ishmaelite. Can you get your story straight? This is not a contradiction in the Word of God, by the way. The Word of God relates what was being said at the time. And this is what was being said at the time. And it's being made very clear that the parentage, the father, at least, of Amasa was in question. It's exactly who this fellow was. Did Abigail even remember correctly? Was the man even around anymore? How many other men was Abigail with? It's sinful, yes. But it wasn't Amasa's fault. Wasn't Amasa's fault. My. That's where the Lord would have me stop today. I want to thank you for listening to the I Want to Know More podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please email broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for I Want to Know More.